visionary activist show. I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. And tonight, Amikayla Gaston, whom you hear for 23 years singing Oya Day, will be with me at Open Secret at 7 p.m. We're offering 10 passes for a pledge of $50 to tonight, Brewing Underworld Medicine, 800-439-5732, or online securely, kpfa.org. So, and many other great things, but most of all is our really great guest. So this is Spiral Dance Radio. We are welcoming longtime ally of all life, indefatigable, pragmatic, mystic Starhawk, who says about the Spiral Dance, to which she's offering generously two passes for a pledge of 100 each. This is our 40th anniversary Spiral Dance. It's exciting to be part of something that has lasted so long. Yes, like the Visionary Activist Show, 23 years, and Pacifica Radio for since 1949, there we go. Let's just say it's exciting to be part of something that has lasted so long, like even the tenuous experiment of democracy. So Starhawk writes, the intention of the Spiral Dance that she will animate for you and magnetize, to reclaim the golden thread of magic that spans time and draw from the lessons of the past to weave a just and vibrant future. Halloween, the time when the veil is thin between the worlds, when we honor our ancestors and beloved dead and dance the spiral of rebirth and regeneration. You can find out more about all of this beauty, powerful beauty, at reclaimingspiraldance.org. Welcome, Starhawk.
Hi, Caroline. It's so good to hear you, and I'm really looking forward to connecting and seeing you hopefully this weekend at Bioneers.
Yes, there's many things. Let's tell our listeners, and some of them, all of them they can participate in, but some they can do double fantastic reciprocal blessing by pledging to KPFA for something they'd want to go to anyway. So it is Death and Resurrection Showtime. It's Death and Resurrection Showtime. I am on my rewoofing tour, as we all are. It's like Spiral Dance rewoofing, Open Secret tonight at 7 p.m. rewoofing, Bioneers 9 p.m. free to everybody on Friday rewoofing. I guess to put this out briefly, you know, we are in Fundrive, and Starhawk is offering two passes to the Spiral Dance, which is on October 26th. So let me toss it to you to weave that, to invoke the Spiral Dance that we need, maybe never more than now.
I'll tell you what, we'll double that. We'll offer four passes. How's that?
Four passes. I hope the whole phone room hears that. All right, there we go. For a pledge of $100 each, which is very reasonable, this powerful, beautiful thing. Yes, and it is October 26th. The doors open at 6 p.m. so people can ruminate with the altars, right?
That's right. So we usually have about an hour for people to look at the altars. That's also the time when we read the names of the beloved dead, of the people who've passed this year. And then the ritual begins at 7. This is our 40th anniversary, so we've really gone all out this year with full-on extravaganza, circus ritual, with a chorus, with the dancers, with aerialists, with everything you could imagine. Some ways, the Spiral Dance, it's the way that we celebrate creativity in the face of death and the knowledge and the understanding that life is finite. You know, it is our joy and our creativity that are the counter, you know, to the gloom and doom. And, of course, we dance a spiral with 1,000 people or more, which is a very powerful act of magic. It's the symbol of rebirth and regeneration. And now is the time when we really need some regeneration.
And we really need spiraling. I think all wise cultures that knew about collaboration, you see spirals everywhere. You know, I'm Malta, I know it spirals. Because it is nature's way of resolving conflict. And I want to toss it back to you, too, but I find, you know, syncretizing right now, I think Sufi Aikido, right? Again, spiraling. So we don't feed the Dementors who love polarity and heat and outrage. But what you're also great at is, and we want to do in all these events tonight at Open Secret and Bioneers at 9 p.m. on Friday and the Spiral Dance on October 26th and anything you can think of is, you know, we want to metabolize the poison. And so I think we call in the Wrathful Dakinis. Are they good friends of yours?
Oh, yes. I think right now we need to understand that life and creativity isn't always about niceness and sweetness. You know, it's also about those powerful energies of fierceness, you know, like a mother bear defending her cubs. It's about those life force energies, you know, those energies we often are afraid of, like anger and fear. They're really life. Their life saying, like, hey, you're being threatened. Protect yourself or get out of here. And, do something.
Right, and,
don't just stand
yeah,
there.
And, well, and,
live.
And
survive.
That's good. arouse. Well, no, that's a great thing, both of those powerful things, because part of the uniqueness of now, because it's always so heartening, the astral mythology, you know, at this time where we're, you know, diving into the dark, okay, towards the dark of the year. But at the same time, there's an ascending and a rising and a diving. It's the spiral DNA dance of now. So this morning, I was up before dawn, and I was squinting. I think I saw the heliacal rise of Mars, because Mars is returning from the underworld as the morning star. At the same time, Venus is emerging at sunset in the gloaming as the evening star, and they are both in what's called mutual reception, setting this new cycle, meaning Mars is in Libra, Venus's sign, and Venus is in Scorpio, Mars's sign, which is the much more sorceressy, spicy, right, you know, non-infantilizing, you know, a fierce blessing, liberating fierce blessing, and Mars is the green man, the kind man, and I do want to bring up two recent ancestors, just right now, wonderful Congressman Elijah Cummings. What a true gentle man, and just amazing to speak of destiny and compassion. His speech to Michael Cohen was just so deep and authentic, and he as Capricorn, you know, an embodiment of wise leadership, and with his son Sirius conjunction, protecting children so crucial in his beloved city of Baltimore. And he worked right up until his last breath. I didn't know he was so ill. You know, is anyway, so I just wanna and he spoke about it like Martin Luther King. He said, I may be dancing with the angels by the time we hold this rogue administration accountable. I might be dancing with the angels.
Yeah.
And then he said, when he was talking to Michael Cohen, he said, you know, we're all going to be dancing with the angels. We're all in this dream together. Anyway, so, and then I just wanted to honor, you know, this extraordinary Kurdish woman, Havrim Khalaf, Secretary General of the Future Syria Party. Women's rights leader who was killed on Saturday. What's so poignant about these two ancestors is they were so good at collaborating, so kind, so dedicated to collective well-being, and so which is the antidote. And then just to toss back to you, because you, the fierceness. That's right. Yes, there's a bear. Be a bear. But fundamentally, I think of you as always dedicated to liberating the entire circumstance, whatever is possible, right?
Well, I do my best, but, the times that we're living in are so challenging. Yeah. On the one hand, they're just, you know, there's something every day that makes you just want to stand up and scream or break something or, you know.
Right. No, but that's, yeah. But that's why gathering, I think, is so important.
There's not even any words to express it. And on the other hand, I think it's really vital we take that energy and turn it into constructive action. Sometimes that constructive action is standing up and saying no to the madness. I know there's a movement brewing now to bring people together in Washington, D.C., right after Dia de los Muertos, after Day of the Dead, to actually call for the removal of the abuser-in-chief. And okay. I probably won't be able to join that in D.C., but I think it's the kind of thing we need. We need outlets for people to express that rage by publicly standing up and saying no to the injustice and no to the madness. And we also need to channel that anger and that rage into creativity, into creating what we want and knowing what we do want. And I believe our actions, even when we're saying no, are always stronger when we know what we're saying yes to, what the vision of the future is. And
that's the crucial. Yeah, into the cauldron of appropriately earned oblivion to be liberated into ladling out the liberating expression of that sketchy, corrupt thing.
It's like the intention in our spiral dance is about that drawing from the lessons of the past. And the lessons of the past, you know, some of them are beautiful and full of wisdom. And some of them are the lessons of pain and destruction and trauma and all of that history that we carry. But doing that and using it, sort of spinning that thread, kind of like Rumpelstiltskin spinning straw into gold, you know, to actually weave that just and vibrant future that we all want, that we all deserve, and that we know that we actually can have if we stand up and we work for it and we fight for it.
Right. And the fairy tales, so I always refer to, you know, part of the possessed one as Rumpelstiltskin, because you remember what happens at the end of Rumpelstiltskin when his name is guessed, when the emperor has no clothes? He stamps his foot so hard that he goes right through the podium and into the underworld.
I think that's all right.
Yeah. But right now also,
our current Rumpelstiltskin is more spinning gold into.
That which we can.
I wanted to say straw.
FCC.
Straw is a wonderful, useful, great mulch. You know, spinning it into toxic waste.
Well, no, but it's like, here's the thing that absolutely, that the level of corruption and cruelty and busyness, you know, does give us conniption fits. So if we can metabolize conniption fits into regenerative energy, we have a nearly infinite renewable fuel.
And
we can't do it, but we can invite into the cauldron that which can metabolize the poison. That's the Rethel Dakinis. But I found this smoking great quote I wanted to share with you from the Mabinogian scrap of paper collected early 12th century, and it's perfect for now, right? Remember the heliacal rise of Mars in Libra, in mutual reception with Venus, quintile Jupiter. So the quote is from before the 12th century, "Yet war itself, not any race or tribe, is the enemy that shall pull down all that we of the old tribes have built. Among us, neither man nor woman was ever master. All walked free."
Well, that is beautiful. And that's in the Mabinogian.
Yeah, early 12th century. I used to have the page number there, but it was just one of those things that we're all rummaging, going, here's a page of quotes and notes from, there we go. I'm just paying attention to something. Right.
We talk a lot these days about decolonization, and we often think about it, obviously, in terms of this land, which was so, you know, dreadfully colonized and so much genocide and so much theft of land went on. But I think it's also important to realize that in some sense that idea of colonization goes back way, way early. And it is that essential idea that people are do not all walk equal, that there are lords and masters and there are serfs and servants, you know, that there are some people are the worthy ones and the valuable ones, and other people are just kind of here to be filler, you know, don't really count. And that is very much ingrained so much into us. I think it's something that we really need to transform and somehow get back to that idea that comes from indigenous people all over the world, from tribes, from many, many, many other cultures who lived with the idea that everyone has value, that we're all unique, that we're often different. We might have different roles. We might have different interests. But each one of us is a valuable and beautiful and divine being. And to me, that is part of the work that we need to do. In some ways, why we do something like this spiral dance is creating a contemporary ritual, creating one that draws on, again, those roots of the past, our ancestral roots for many of us that come from Europe or the Middle East, but also the roots that come that we can do with integrity from indigenous people of this land who are also involved in the ritual, to honor the fact that we are a diverse community and that people have ancestral roots from Africa, from Asia, from all over the world, and that when we connect back to those roots, again, that's part of that thread through which we can weave a future where we undo some of this damage of hierarchy and injustice and actually create justice.
Right.
Which to me is also the foundation of ecological health, the beauty of everything else.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's really it. And again, the for all of us to animate our discernment, our to be unsnookerable, unteasable into vitriolic polarity. It was interesting talking to people who work on Marianne Williamson's campaign about the bot storm that we're all moving into.
Yeah.
After the first debate, she, you know, her Twitter feed was besieged by angry, vituperative, you did this, you let me, whatever. And it was disguised as coming from Kamala Harris people, but it wasn't, right?
Oh,
so
really?
We're heading into a major maelstrom where it's good to be creatively suspicious of anything that lures one into patooey, especially between Sanders and Warren.
Yeah.
It's like, no, accord, all in the story. Everyone's contribution has some merit. Yours, not so much, but that little bit is good. Over there, that's good. Again, this dynamic is crucial because the Dementors feed on, you know, and there's $10 million already Facebook false advertising coming. I mean, whoever ethical leadership is heading into such, that's why we need the magic, we need your dance, we need to gather, we need to do Death and Resurrection show. Because the for any ethical, dedicated to collective well-being person, you know, look at what they're up against, Saudi Arabia and the pharmaceutical corporations and Russia and the Israel and the thing, and the, it's like, right. And so, but that's why I think the gatherings, the Death and Resurrection show was when humans also were humbly inviting in, and the altars, see, with magnet, we invite power in, and the altars are the magnetizing template. Come on in and animate these altars, which you all can see, Starhawk, fantastic altars. There we go. We're segueing into responsible back and forth. October 26th at the Spiral Dance. She was offering two passes, but she loves you all so much, and this is such a great venue and a great way for us to convene. She's offering four. All right, four. And that's October 26th. The doors open at 6 so that you can call in power to animate the altars. And the ritual begins at 7, October 26th at the Craneway Pavilion. And that can be yours if you are fast. By calling 1-800-439-5732 for a pledge of $100 each. We had two, now we have four. It's like a fairy tale of replenishment, or pledging online really fast, kpfa.org. And then let me I'll be responsible here, because there's a plethora of thank you and magnetizing incentives. So tonight, I will be at Open Secret in San Rafael at 7 p.m. There's 10 tickets available. We're asking for a pledge of $50. That's Brewing Underworld Medicine. It's kind of our backstage to Bioneers, which will be Friday, 9 p.m., but nothing to do with KPFA fundraising at the moment. And then again, Spiral Dance with Starhawk, October 26th, for a pledge of $100, all by calling 1-800-439-5732. That's 1-800-439-5732. We are air sign women here. We want to be magnetizing and inviting everyone to participatory kinship. Here we go. Not haranguing, magnetizing, magnetizing. So we're offering the MP3 download, the Visionary Activist Show, Myth and Mushrooms, the first show with James Hillman. It's pretty smoking. And a whole bunch of Stamets talks, including his best talk ever, even though he is the rock star of mushrooms, that was given at the Symbiosis Festival. That's for a pledge of $100 or $10 a month. His book, Fantastic Fungi, How Mushrooms Can Heal, Shift Consciousness, and Save the Planet, by Paul Stamets, for a pledge of $200 or $20 a month. And, all right, from our several weeks ago guest, Michael Mead, two tickets left on his Chaos Climate Creation in Mill Valley, Thursday, October 24th. You can have such a rich schedule. You can come tonight to Open Secret. You can go to on October 24th to Michael Mead, 7 to 9 p.m., two tickets left. You can come to whatever I said. Anyway, all can be by calling 1-800-439-5732 or pledging online at kpfa.org. There we go. And, yeah, because, well, you are...
I should just mention that I'll be at Bioneers 2 on Sunday at 2:45 p.m. on a panel on ecofeminism. So
yes.
I can't offer anything for that for the fun drive, but if you pledge to the fun drive, then come up and say hi. I'll be nice to you.
That's right. And if you don't, then don't bother. Right. Boundaries.
Probably be nice to you anyway, but right.
It's not a quid pro quo, but it's reciprocal blessing. It's reciprocal blessing. And, you know, So I'm sort of doing Sufi Aikido Trickster Guide to Redemptive Underworld Magic. That's what I'm brewing. But we're all brewing it. We're all, you know, astro mytho political guiding meta story. But it's Starhawk. I might have been to a spiral dance way back. I mean, I don't know, but I remember one long ago in an apartment with the winter solstice, long ago, 1981, I think 1981, the longest night, the wheel is turning, what will you give to the night? Mm-hmm. I use that still, and I learned it on the winter solstice of 1981 when we met that way.
That's right.
And then the spiral dance, that's good. Well, I love you saying, you know, it's great to be part of something that's lasted so long. So you and team have been putting on Spiral Dance. Is that?
Yes, that's right. And, you know, the team has changed and grown, and many, many people have cycled through over the years. I think this year, I think we counted, we had something like 240 people on the volunteer list between people who were helping to create it, do it, organize it, clean up after it, and people who are taking on different priestessing roles in it. So it's really a community event, just to create it. For me, it's really a privilege and, you know, a great honor and blessing to have so many people that are so excited and so creative and so moved to participate into this community event.
Yeah, and that itself, the backstage and the onstage, and that's why, you know, Pledging Pacifica is also honoring the board ops. Hi there, adorable board ops, Lucretia and Kasani and everybody, and Antonio and Brooke, the patient grown-ups who run the fun. I mean, it's backstage and on stage equal, the stage managers and the people on stage. And I love years ago, David Grimes, when we had been given a great place on the wetlands in Point Reyes mm-hmm. to kind of put our performance together. And I said, what a great backstage we've been given. And he goes, backstage? We're on stage to nature. And I go, oh, that's great. When we're backstage to humans, we're on stage to nature, and vice versa. We're always backstage and on stage. I think that's really fun. And the calling in, yes, the calling in. So as I remember, because it's been a while, but I will telepathically attend the spiral dance. But that's where you get whoever is attending, 200 people, and everybody sees everybody face to face at some point, right?
That's right. More like 1,000 people. And yeah, we do a spiral. It's actually a double spiral so that everybody gets to see each other face to face. And then we wind it back up and we weave what we call a cone of power, a tremendous pulse of energy that we send out into that image of our intention to strengthen that golden thread of magic and expand it into a web of connection that can help heal the world and renew the world.
Right. And so that's what I like to imagine and kind of group imagine, tossing the toxicity, the corrupt into the cauldron. Mm-hmm. And what did it want to be? What was its originating, liberating impulse before it got bamboozled? And seeing all the toxicity liberated and transformed into the regenerative energy that could regrow forests or whatever. Mm-hmm. And absolutely, that humans humbly cooperate with nature's guiding genius out of everything. It's sort of like dog whisperer, politician whisperer. You go, hey, no, over here. Here's the guiding story. Because if you think of those possessed by the Trump cult, they mm-hmm. want a story. They want a team. Hey, the Nationals! Yeah. The Nationals in D.C. or join that one. Yay! But they want the irresistible story, which is why again it's critique and ladle out the come this way, come. Here you go, you little whistleblower guy. Again the magnetizing. It's such a powerful time of doing that. So yeah.
Well, when we think about, what is the people want and need, we want to belong to something. We feel like we're part of something bigger than ourselves. We're heard. We're social animals. We're not meant to be in isolation. We want to feel like we can be seen and valued for who we are. And we want to feel like we have an impact on the world, like we make a difference. And I think when we have a culture that offers us those things, where you have an opportunity to feel connected and feel part of something, where you make an impact by contributing to your community, then we have a healthy culture, a healthy community, people who are at home somewhere and feel connected. And when we have a culture that doesn't do that, that says, you don't have value, we can't see who you are, you don't belong, then people look for impact in really distorted and damaging ways.
Right.
So I believe part of what we need to do in terms of regeneration on the social level and part of what we need to do in our own movement, is to look at the ways, how are we, if we have a movement for social justice, how do we make it a movement where people can feel part of it, where people feel welcome to it, where people can be seen in all their diversity, and where people have ways to contribute, where they can feel like they're making a difference?
Perfect. Right, because part of the Neptune, which is trining Mercury, and Mercury's straight up overhead, in fact, the chart of now is kind of like my chart. Hey. But Neptune says, what happens to a person, a family, or a culture where there is no invitation to live one's mythic dream and contribute in tangible form to the collective well-being of the community? And it says, then people get hooked on Neptune's trident, get addicted to anything that will numb the pain of not having, something to contribute and being part of something, whether it's alcohol or substances or melancholy or any of those things, right? So So the answer again is the invitation.
Or outrage and self-righteousness, which infuse the internet
And how much of that is bots intended to stir up animosity and to distract people? I mean, when you talk about colonialism, you know, it's like empire and colonialism are big ways of fending off wonder and mystery. Don't pay attention to the beauty of life. Dumb, you bastards. There you go. That's why fuda. And I think it's an opportune time for the spiral dance in all of us, you know, and the gathering in this way. You know, I don't know, there was a really great photo of, because Trump's, he's doing a rally in Texas tonight, but Beto's doing a, you know, compost fear gathering. I like thinking of men as wizards, whether they know it or not. You know, good little wizard, Beto. He is, you know, again, just known, you know, and nuance and discernment, so we don't just dismiss people. We go, no, that, not that so much, but, oh, that part, who's a good, you know, yes, you are. Anyway, so there's that dynamic of the gatherings, but the last rally, wherever it was, there was a photo an hour and 40 minutes in, and all these audience people were like, the spell was broken. They were like, how can I leave? This is an opportune. The demons had left them. I think possession is a very good model, you know. And then the antidote is to invite the best, you know, and everyone's shared vision of a beautiful life, you know. The most right-wing Republicans I met at the convention, they all loved their dogs. and see, Stamets, one of the great things that Stamets talks about in the talk that we are offering that is only available through me to KPFA, Paul Stamets' great talk, he gave this great example of healing political divides through the magic of nature. So he had found that in the Pacific Northwest, you know, the rude humans want to kill bears because they claw the wood and ruin the lumber price. But then he observed that in a bear claw strike in this tree, all these bees were clustered around eating this particular kind of fungus that only grows in bear claw strikes on trees, and it was healing them. And he's working on this for Bee Colony Collapse. His neighbor is a right-wing, Trump-supporting military guy who came to him one day and said, I've been in war and I've done horrible things, but I never cried before, but all my bees are dead. I'm so sad. And Stamets, everybody. And Stamets said, here, but I've found something. And he's like, oh, I love you. All right, so the bees, sacred to Venus, you know, healed the relationship, you know, again, you know, because everybody wants bees, you know, finding that thing, going, and the art of directing attention, you know. Sometimes when people bring up, you know, climate denying, I go, well, we were getting on so well until that. Let's go over here. There we go. Where we can find some accord. But, we all get to practice, because it's so, the cruelty. I have discovered the connection between the Ukraine and the Kurds, you know, in my own metaphoric understanding. So if the Dementors, if corruption and poison has forgotten how to cooperate, it's you know, all uninitiated Mars, no Venus, then cooperation is the antidote. So I learned about, the thing I know about the Ukraine from the Russian Revolution, I learned from Murray Bookchin, great American anarchist writer. And the Ukraine was an anarchist experiment of cooperation, voluntary cooperation in the Russian Revolution. So they had the most prosperous thing, because they were like, we're doing this experiment. If you want to be part of it, you're welcome. And if you don't, that's fine. You know, live your life. So they had doctors and things, you know. And Trotsky came and said, turn in your army, the best army. And they said, no. And he said, come for a meeting. And they said, yes. And he killed them all. Betrayal of trust. But Murray Bookchin, from whom I know about the Ukrainian anarchist experiment, is a primary inspiration for the powerful Kurdish women's anarchist democratic experiment that is now being obliterated. But it's like, so the Dementors go after collaboration, past, present, and future, you know, and collaborative experiments. So we at Pacifica, goddess of peace, right? We want to cahoot and collaborate. Ah, there. So, all right, let me be responsible collaborative pitching then. All right, so team, we have wonderful Starhawk here, and I've hosted her many times, but never enough. And so this is the Visionary Activist Show. It is the honoring of exactly the quality of all that Starhawk is dedicated to, and those who resonate with her and with me and with the Mabinogian and all of that. So to keep this show going and influential as it is, and a place of convening as we need increasingly, we magnetize to call 1-800-429-5732 or pledging online at kpfa.org. And we have thank you in magnetizing enticements. I don't know, because the voices aren't speaking in my head, if we have tickets left to Starhawk's Spiral Dance on October 26th for a pledge of $100. We had four passes. Let me see if I can check reality somehow. I don't know. No, there is no reality coming in. Okay, so apparently, yes, we have passes to Starhawk's fantastic October 26th at the Crane Pavilion. There we go, in Richmond, wheelchair accessible.
Craneway.
Fine,
yeah.
For the hearing.
Craneway Pavilion, in Richmond, California.
Thank you. That's good. And the doors open at 6, so you can receive and bless the altars and set your intentions. It's a powerful time to do this. And the ritual begins at 7 for a pledge of $100. Tonight, Cahooting, it's kind of like Backstage of Bioneers, Open Secret Bookstore in San Rafael with Michaela Gaston at 7 p.m. There are some number of tickets for a pledge of $50 each. There might be a ticket left to Michael Mead's Chaos Climate Creation in Mill Valley on Thursday, October 24th. What a fun schedule, really. And the book Fantastic Fungi by Paul Stamets, you know it's got to be good, and also make you and all of us an ever more effective animator of the desirable story, because it's full of these things that people love. People love hearing about Stamets and other mycologists going, did you know what mushrooms will do? Did you know about the ingenuity? People are like, oh, I didn't know that. That's so wonderful. And then that's why we have the Visionary Activist Show, Myth and Mushrooms. James Hillman, the first Visionary Activist Show, September 5th, 1996. Oh, holy moly.
Wow.
And many radio shows by Stamets. Paul Stamets first appeared or presented on radio on the Visionary Activist Show when hardly anybody knew about him. And now he's a rock star. Okay, so all of those things, the book, Fantastic Fungi, for a pledge of $200 or $20 a month, the Visionary Activist Show download, MP3 download for $100 or $10 a month, Michael Mead, Chaos Climate Creation in Mill Valley, Chaos in Mill Valley, on Thursday, October 24th, and tonight, Open Secret Bookstore in San Rafael, with Michaela Gaston at 7 p.m., and all of us cahooting and making vows and call and response, and Starhawk Spiral Dance. I can't remember if I said how much that is. For a pledge of $50, Open Secret, and Starhawk Spiral Dance, October 26th. Doors open at 6 at the Craneway Pavilion in Richmond for a pledge of $100. Any or all of those things by calling 1-800-439-5732. Or pledging online, kpfa.org. All right, let me hand it to you. I actually exhaled too much on the pitching. I was too earnest. Here, you lighten us up.
I would like to say hello. Hello, hello.
Oh, who's that?
This is Chris, wonderful. What a chance. Listen to these two brilliant women. It's such a gift, Caroline and Star, that you both are here. So I'm just going to shut up now. But the phone number, 1-800-439-5732. There you go.
That's great. No, to and fro. The more, the merrier, the magic mojo at Starhawk's event on October 26th, tonight at Open Secret, Bioneers in general. Right. We want to gather to humbly bow and metabolize conniption fits into the power that can regenerate democracy, or whatever we want to come up with. But yeah. No, absolutely, keep us responsible, Chris Wells, you adorable cahooter.
I want to hear from Star if she wants to say anything at all about KPFA or Pacifica, but just generally how you feel about life as we know it at the moment. 25 words or less. 25 words or less.
I feel like KPFA for so long has been such an important force in keeping information out on the air and a different vision of culture than mainstream media. And, you know, now we're overloaded with internet and other stuff, but there's still something really vital about the role that KPFA plays that no other radio station does. So I hope people will get behind KPFA and continue to give this incredible resource the support that it needs.
It's community building. Just like what you guys do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It is like a community, and there's a different sense of community when you're all listening to something on the radio and you know other people are, and, you know, it's going out on the airwaves. It is some magic of its own. I just want to also say this is such a time, you know, I hear so many people feeling really desperate right now, especially when we talk about climate change or we talk about these big, huge challenges in front of us. And to me, if there's one word that's an antidote to climate change, that word would be community. You know, it's what we need to do in terms of relocalizing things like our food growing and our production of things that meet our needs and bringing it back to home and focusing it back on community. We need the community that can come together and find different ways of doing things and different ways of producing the things that we need. We need the community of plants and animals and microorganisms that regenerate our soil. And in doing that, you know, we actually have the capacity to take carbon out of the atmosphere and use it in the way that nature's been using it for hundreds of millions of years to build living, healthy soil and regenerate our farmlands, our forests, our croplands, our cities. You know, my day job when I'm not doing the spiral dance is teaching permaculture design. And we have a whole new program. We're starting a longer-term program in regenerative land management, because, again, to me, that's the practical end of understanding that the earth is sacred. Like, knowing we have these tools for bringing it back to life and health, knowing that the things that we need to do to address climate change are actually nice things. They're not like, you don't have to, like, dress in gray and, you know, pour ashes on your head and go starve somewhere. What you need to do is build soil, plant trees, build community, have more fun with people than by collecting stuff, and take power and money and concentrated wealth away from those few people who are benefiting from the destructive system that we've got. And
yeehaw.
We do that. We have a tremendous opportunity right now. Again, our intention in the spiral dance is create a just and vibrant future. And I truly believe we really can do that. We have all the tools, all the skills that we need to do that. We have the magic that we need to do that. We just need the political will. And something like KPFA is a great source of the information and the inspiration that we need to
connection.
And the connection, exactly.
Right, right. No, that's fabulous. Right, no, we want a permaculture wealth irrigation project. So it's like, yeah, because I love years ago on the Visionary Activist show, hosted The Economist, who reminded us that all of our metaphors for money are all water. cash flow, currency, drowning in red ink, rising tide. So I go, well, this is good news for mystics and possibly Pacifica. And so I said, well, let's keep this metaphor going. So he said, we want to slow down. We want to poke holes. Because mostly, again, like these billionaires and the very sketchy things that have been going on. Oh, God, not Epstein, but the whole thing. You know, but somebody knew, a big legitimate news, somebody knew about the alleged Saudi bombing of Iran's oil thing because they put in a sketchy a Wall Street deal the night before. And then these other things, the trade things, the night before, the last 30 minutes of trading. People made $1.8 billion on insider trading on the Trump administration. So the economist said, you know, most, you know, pipelines of money, that they suck money and water out of communities, right? So we want to poke holes in that pipeline, and see that thing, right? And see it slowly spiraling into communities, deep down, you know, moving slowly. I think it's a good. It's a good way to go. Yeah, because you are really doing things. See, that's why I go, you are such an embodied, admirable, pragmatic mystic going, you've made gardens, you've taught millions of people in all kinds of harsh, deserty places to make gardens and actual things and food and see, all of those natural facts, I think, are our social metaphor strategy.
Excellent. See, talk about mind-expanding conversations. That's what you get through this program. And your donations right now are supporting the ongoing ability of this station to bring you Caroline Casey and guests like Starhawk. It's hard to have another guest like Starhawk, but guests that Caroline has every week that are just mind-boggling. Fungi or whatever, How Mushrooms Can Heal, Shift Consciousness, Save the Planet, $200 for that book, $20 a month, or the Visionary Active Show, Myth and Mushrooms, those that MP3 download for a $100 donation to KPFA, or $10 a month. And Caroline, tickets to see her today. Ah! Caroline, you're here? Oh, I didn't know
here.
You were in the
I'm remote.
Yes, but you're in the Bay Area. How wonderful.
So I'm a crow flying overhead.
You can see her in the flesh, which I guarantee is going to be garbed in purple. 7 o'clock tonight, San Rafael, Open Secret Bookstore. Single tickets, limited number. $50 to KPFA, 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-439-KPFA. And I really don't know if the passes to the Spiral Dance are still there. There are only four of them. It's an incredible experience, I just have to tell you. And I'm so grateful that you brought it to Richmond, because that's where I live. So I don't have to drive across the bridge or get there somehow. This is excellent. And it's a beautiful, beautiful spot, the Craneway. It's stunning.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's right on the water.
Yes.
And you can actually, you could come to the Spiral Dance on the ferry from San Francisco, and it stops right there.
Speaking of water metaphors, indeed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, unfortunately, you can't go back that way because it stopped running, but you can get there that way. Yeah.
Well, and once you get there, you'll be taken to another plane altogether.
That's right. You're going to dance the spiral.
Yes.
On the Isle of Apples.
Tickets for that. A pass
of our vision for the future.
A pass to that is $100. 1-800-439-5732. I see by my little computer screen here that we have one caller on the line at the moment. And we'd like to have more. That would be really good.
We've been too much fun. So now we'll just have to be more fun. Look, it's three woofy women. It's fabulous, well, it's fabulous Star Heck, and me, myself, Coyote
Caroline
Person. Exactly. So we are saying, no, this is really good to magnetize. I love the chart of KPFA. You know, and Jupiter now is making a grand trine in fire to its powerful dedication, its backstage self. Remember, KPFA was born April 15th, 1949 at 3 p.m. in Berkeley, and it's got a sun, Venus. Venus within the underworld can join the sun. It is a woofy animation of the power of beauty and kinship, and the image for its mission, and it was born right next to an eclipse, Yes, it was.
Wow.
Is a woman bursting with gifts more than she can hold. So that's really the image of KPFA, to keep in mind that it's Pacifica, it's the goddess herself. Humans come and go, but it's the spirit that we're feeding. And Jupiter goes, imagine KPFA's creativity flush, you know, abundance, you know, funding and encouraging. There's a wonderful apprentice program and again, great board ops and great backstage team and great onstage team and to, you know, more of this, all in order for us to be able to gather. The more ways we have to gather, the more forms of participatory kinship, the more language, the more stories, the more did you know. So...
there. We could thank Art in Healdsburg. We can thank Steve in Sausalito. Steven in Sausalito. I wonder if they're the same person, but never mind. Anonymous in Sebastopol. And that's
Many of them there.
I love Anonymous.
Yes, one of my favorite people.
Yes, we love Anonymous. Only Anonymous can save us, right?
So many great works of art.
Tova in Berkeley.
Whoops. Wait, who in Berkeley?
Tova, it looks like. Tova in Berkeley, two more Anonymouses, actually three, one in Berkeley, one in San Jose, and one in Oakland, and Emmanuel in Novato, all called during this hour while Caroline is on the air. 1-800-439-5732.
All right. We welcome all whistleblower contributions from anonymous people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whatever you can afford is so thankfully and gratefully received. We use every single penny. And squeeze it so tightly it knows it is loved to just deeply.
No, wait. Well, I think this is true. Again, Marge Piercy's, I will cover my hands with honey and walk through the vaults of banks, come money and build a murmuring swarm in my purse. I will not. Lock you up in dark chain, trust funds. No, soon you'll be free to be with others of your kind. But again, so I also like Reverend Ike. Come on, we're magnetizing money mojo. It's really sacred and good. It wants to come here. Money's had a hard time. It's been invested in so much cheesy stuff. I love that Epstein was taken out by complications from Epstein-Barr disease. There we go. It's all one thing. Epstein was, funding most of the research and Bill Gates and Mohammed bin Salman. Anyway, more reporting on this and what we can do about it. Yes, all of those things. So, yes, come money. And Reverend Ike would say, don't use the word spend. Say circulate, because spend is empty. I circulated $500 to KPFA today. Woohoo! I circulated
One of the things we teach people in our permaculture courses around money or any form of energy, that abundance is not just sheer amounts of how much comes in. It's how much each dollar circulates before it goes out of a community. So, if you invest a dollar in KPFA, that dollar circulates around and around. It helps produce all kinds of wonderful information, culture, communications, connections.
All around the planet through KPFA.org. Go there too, KPFA.org, where you donate. And that's a green way to donate as well. There's no mailing involved. Yeah. KPFA.org.
Right.
And you can shop.
And you can shop. That's right, because we're offering a number of things, but you can choose things. And also you can, lots of people choose just to donate any amount. I think it's fun to make it an amount that is symbolically significant to you, like whatever it is, $5,382. That would be good, if that was a meaningful thing. To just add a little secret, dedicated prayer to the thing. By the doing of this, may this happen. May more of this go on. Really useful.
I have a funny story. Well, it was funny. It wasn't funny at the time, but a story to tell about earlier today. Philip and I were plugging And just before we went on, we saw on the computer screen that someone had donated $15,000. And I was,
wow,
I was praising the goddess, etc. And in the middle of the program, all of a sudden, the total goes down by about $15,000. Turns out someone had added an extra zero and they didn't mean to. So here is a chance for someone to call in with that zero that was now missing.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
and right. Add it to the book.
Yeah, and to make that true,
yes.
I think it would be very witty if somebody gave $15,000 now. You can do it. We have uh-huh. adorable, wealthy listeners. I know you're out mm-hmm. there. A surprising amount would be very witty. But any amount is wondrous welcome.
Amen.
Because what we're pledging to is, yeah, increasingly, we're headed into bot world. We're headed into, all kinds of, really levels of, conniption fit-inducing horror, and it is a dangerous time. Mm-hmm. We do, as I'm saying, we want to cultivate a camaraderie of jaunty aplomb in dangerous times with many resources, financial and responsive, so that we can respond. So I find our convening here once a week and our convening, many people just go to KPFA all the time. Lucky you guys. And Gaia's. This is a place of convening that is ever more needed, and may it be ever more, because part of the Visionary Activist Show is people connect here to events, and then you go to Starhawk's fabulous spiral thing, and you connect with more community, and you do things, and we announce actions that are happening on the street or whatever, and people
yes.
go out and do stuff. So
it's
so
empowering.
It's not just an hour a week. Yeah. And enthusing. Yeah. It's nothing we do is an hour a week. It all has ripples. Exactly.
So,
there's the squeaky door.
Someone in pledging commented very succinctly, like your show. Like your show. And then it says,
like
now more than ever, KPFA. Thank you for your good work. I enjoy KPFA a lot and have for many years. All right. And let us do it for many years more. That's the question. Whether we can survive
right.
through this next period is going to be crucial
yeah.
up until Election Day. You can imagine the nonsense that is going to be shoveled at you, spewed
right.
at
we
you.
We might get scared. Right. We might get scared if we weren't together. And one of the things that happened
yeah.
Last week when we almost had Bruce Damer on as a guest, but then there was a technical kerfuffle that we're resolving. But he did say he's a NASA scientist on the origins of life. He said, we've now discovered the origins of life is community. There we go.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
wait, we
and
might.
The wonderful
blood.
Thing about KPFA is, you're getting news on it. Are coming from real people. They're not coming from bots. You're getting actual opinions by live human beings, and there's just no substitute for that.
I really like Caroline's remark. We might be scared if we weren't together, and that's what
yeah.
you are when you join KPFA. We have about a minute left here, ladies. 1-800, I'm going to give the number. That's my job. 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-439-KPFA, and kpfa.org. It's eco-friendly
Yay.
Online. Do it.
Yeah.
And there's KPFA
well,
T-shirts and KPFA socks, and oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you want to hear?
Thank you, Carolyn, before our minute is up, for what you've given to KPFA and this whole community for the,
yes.
what is it, 23 years with this amazing and wonderful show. Yeah.
That's really great.
I'll see you this weekend at Bioneers, and I hope to see a lot of our listeners here at the Spiral Dance on October 26th. I should say my website is starhawk.org. Our Earth Access trainings, which teach permaculture design and with a grounding in spirit and a focus on organizing and activism, are at earthactivisttraining.org. And you can go to reclaimingspiraldance.org for
Hooray.
Information about the spiral dance.
All right.
I will see
and
you in my ears. We're on our way out. Thank you so much, Starhawk. I will see you on Bioneers in the fullness of time, and definitely at your event, Sunday panel, 2 p.m. over there.
2:45.
Last words to you, Caroline.
All right. We're on our way out.
And thank you to everyone
you so
who supports KPFA and all of this wonderful work.
Okay. Caroline,
yes,
you
darling.
Close out. Caroline.
Okay, I'll close out. Thank you, Chris Wells. Thank you to the adorable board ops and wizards and everybody backstage, Lucretia, Burton, and Kasani. Thank you so much. I'm Caroline Casey. We will reconvene next week with more fun. But do pledge, 1-800-439-5732 and kpfa.org. We have listeners in Japan. Hi there. I know you're there. Australia. Some in Syria. And some in South Africa. Everybody, gather, gather. Woof, woof, woof. We'll reconvene next week. Thank you so much, Chris.
All right.
See you tonight at Open Secrets.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye.
Thank you, Caroline.